Night to Make the Angels Weep by Peter Tersten, with Peter Jeffrey as Bernard Saxon, John Rowe, Dizzle, Danny Schiller as Herbo, and Anthony Jackson as Dig. A Night to Make the Angels Weep.
Here, take a rest.
Oh.
That's nice, isn't it? Snuggling down there. Look back. Down the vale. There's our hollow.
Oh, that's fine, Dazzle, fine.
Nice up here, though, isn't it? Look. The hollow. There it is. Got mist in it, even on a nice night like this. Mist. Unhealthy, you know. The hollow's unhealthy, oh, it is. Look at that mist.
I hadn't thought about it before.
Very unhealthy. It's a mist. That's what makes the soil so good, mist.
Well, true, the damp breaks up the soil.
Yes, in the lungs as well. Oh, unhealthy. Oh, when I was on the lorries, I used to be glad to get away from the mist. Somewhere like Scotland, for example. Air like wine. Mist. Terrible. They'll all die down there one of these days.
It is very damn.
Mist, a killer. Did you hear that? Mist is a killer.
Yes, I think you might be right.
Look at it this way. Does anybody ever build down there now? Think on it. Think on it. Does anyone ever build in the hollow now? Apart from you, I mean. You built there, but then... when you built your house, I said to my old woman, fancy building in the hollow. All the folks is going up the hillsides now.
It was a nice house.
But built in mist. It's no good. It's bloody morbid. Look at this night. Nice night, see? There's going to be a moon. A nice moon. Nice night. Up here. Not down there, though. The moon will be nothing down there, mate. Just a shimmer, kid. A shimmer.
Well, there's something in what you say.
There's everything in what I say, mate. That village is doomed. This is a dead man's village. Chesty lot. Gosh, they wouldn't notice. They're tied to the land. Born with a hoe in their fist, bloody sprite pickers. I've been around. No offence, Herbo, no offence.
No, no.
You are the only man who's built a house in that hollow since the war. The only one. Huh? And who's moved into the hollow since the war? Who? Tell me one.
Well, there's the man in the big house.
Ah, him. Yes, well, him, yes. Tell me another.
No other.
I'll say no other. Doomtown, boy. Doomtown. Dodge City. Dead man's hollow. Look at that piece of a moon. Oh, like a fingernail cutting. My wife cuts her toenails over the fire. Little bits of moon lying round. There she sits, warming her thighs, cutting her toenails. Did your wife have any dirty habits, Herbo?
I'd rather not talk about her, Dazzle.
I'm sorry, Herbo. Sorry, lad. Same. Poor fellow who can't keep his wife.
Let's not talk about her, Dazzle.
Granted, friend, granted. Perhaps it was the house in the mist. Come on, Herbo. Look at the moon. Look at the brightness up here. It'll be a great night tonight, Herbo. A great night tonight.
A good night.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this night.
We'll have a night of it, Dazzle.
It'll be a great night every night, Herbo boy. Every night will be a great night. The moon's coming. Look. The moon's coming. Bang. Right out of the sky. Bang. There's a moon for you. Oh. People ask me why I come over the top to drink. I tell you why. Because of this. This is why. It's clear and fresh. It lets you breathe. There's life here. That's why I come off the top. Oh, I know I'm banned from the hollow. I know it. I'm banned from the hollow. Let them say it. I was supposed to encourage the young lads to have a smash-up. I was supposed to be a disturbing influence. I was banned. But do I care? I like drinking up here. There's a moon and air. Down there, they're all twisted. You should see this view, Herbo, in the moonlight when you're pissed. Beautiful, boy, beautiful. Oh, it's a joy. Let the valley boys keep the hollow. I'm damned if I care. Come on, Herbo. Move on, move on.
I'm looking forward to this night, Dazzle. I really am, Dazzle.
Come on, Daddy, aren't you finishing yet?
No, not yet, my love, not yet. Let me go on a while.
Come on, you old worker. You've all weekend before you.
Ah, there's a blessing now, yes.
Oh, come on. It's going to be dark soon. What are you doing? Bandaging a tree.
Yes, bandaging a tree. Yes, indeed, bandaging.
Well, that won't help, surely. A bit of bandage to the orchard.
But it will. I'm stemming the bleeding. Yes, the orchard is bleeding, and I'm stemming it. Stemming the flow.
And what medical treatment do you give the rest? The stables?
Oh, splints. Yes, I give them splints. Splint them up to let their old bones mend. Yes. But I'm afraid I've poisoned the land.
Oh, nonsense. Just because you lost your crop, you mustn't lose heart.
Indeed not, my darling Vanessa. Indeed not. A doctor doesn't lose heart, does he? No, no. We'll go on bandaging and splinting. Oh, yes.
There's going to be a faint moon tonight.
We won't get through. There's a haze in the sky.
But surely it's a ground mist.
No, haze in the sky at all.
You an old sailor and you don't know the difference between a mist and a haze?
I was an office boy sailor, not a deck sailor, but I do know haze from mist, and that is a haze. Yes, it's the healthiest climate in the world, Miss Little Picket.
I'll let you have it.
You're oh so kind, my little poet. Are you still our little poet?
Indeed I am, in my own humble way.
Oh, good for you. If we can't cultivate anything else, we'll cultivate a genius.
Oh, yes, you do that, and well, what's the matter? Daddy, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing, my love. Come on, let's walk round the estate before we turn in.
Oh, let's. Our medieval walled bower.
Yes, the outbuildings are medieval, you know. They are indeed.
Why, yes. This is our walled paradise. Come on, you funny old bear.
Dig the bugger out, Benson.
I am doing. Give us a minute.
Oh, yeah, give us a stick. Let's poke it.
Anything?
The bugger's be down there, Sin.
I'll dig a bit more.
No, here. Dig here. Down here. I'll spend the bloody ferret there. Now get down, girl, get down.
He's excited, look, she's bloody excited.
Nip him, girl.
Wonder how deep they is.
Hey, she's got something. Dig there.
Right. You reckon she's got something?
I'll haul the bastard back.
Oh, jeez, look at her, dog. She's covered in bloody blood. Down there, all right?
I wonder why she ain't turning them. I reckon there's two on them. There's two on them. Dig on.
I've got a good bit out.
Hey, don't careful or you'll bust her bloody back. No, I reckon there's two on them, dolls. Here, let's try this stick again. Oh, get up, you bastards. Come on, get up. Get up here, bastards. Oh, I can feel a bugger jumping. Honest. Up, you swine. Hey, look at that, dolls. Covered in hairs. There's some rabbits, Doss. Dig. Go on.
Can I ever go with a ferret?
All right. Careful then if she don't nip you. Look, I tell you what. I'll do it and give it to you. It's in the box. Here I go. There you are. Look, and she excited now. Jesus, she likes the blood. But there's no sign of eye juice on her. She likes to get over them and bite into their eyes. But if there's two of them, they nuzzle up each other's arses and protect their eyes, see? Never mind now. She's got the blood. You got her?
I've got her.
Right, listen. You put it in, and I'll put my ear to the hole. Because I might hear him squeak, see? You can hear him squeak when she bites him. Right, now, put her in. Go on, girl. Go on in.
She's in.
Hey, God, she's on him. The one at the back, see, sticks his eyes up the other one's arse. The one at the front is up the other end of the bar, so she can't get at him.
Still, she'd be in her neck, eh? Oh,
bump, bump. You can feel her, Doss. You can feel the ground shaking. You feel it. You feel it.
Yeah. She's getting her in. She's going out at it.
Wish I could see her.
Yeah. She's very old battling away.
She'll be giving them very all that one, will.
Hey, the sun's moving. We're there.
Let's go. Here, check the screen.
It's moving.
No, move the earth. Move the earth.
Oh, that's you, man. Let me.
Oh, boy, what beauties. It's the two of them. It's the two.
I don't know.
Oh, let me do it. Let me do it. Come on, up, you bastards.
What? What? Any loose? Oh, blah.
Sudden corruption. Annie. Oh, she's gone. Now, you stay here with those shocking rabbits and don't you let them go, do you hear?
Oh, stop it.
Annie. Oh, my God, you. You little prowl. I got her back. Right, Annie, you little harlot. Get in your box and you stay there. Bennett. Oh, I'm going to get those two shocking things for that thing. God help them, I'll get them for that, though. Right, out the way.
Coming out, you rat. I'll get him for that. Come on. Come on.
Hold it, Darcy. Hold it.
Shut up, kid. Get me over. Don't wrestle with me, you shit.
Oh, lost and alive.
They got Mixie.
Yeah, oh, them got it. Look, they're half dead.
Mixie, I. All right. The rotten swines.
Mixie, is it? I'll give them Mixie. Have Mixie, would you? Yeah. Pass us the spade.
Take that!
Lose Annie, would you? Make us give the after afternoon, would you?
Up you sink!
Do him. You want to do the other one, sir?
Can I?
Yeah. Your turn.
Give us the spade.
Oh, look at their eyes. Chop its bloody head off, Seymour. You'll be covered. Well, that's it then, Sin. Pass the tack, and we'll go.
When the dark comes, that moon will be a good herbal.
Yes. I'm looking forward to a drink, Dazzle, with you.
Oh, yes. When you've done this wart, you feel like a drink. So I said to my missus after I was banned from the Hollow, what's the good of a pub next door, I said. You go in, drink all night, stagger out, and you're in bed. There's no joy in life, I said. But now, Herbo, since I started coming to the Hilltop, life has become something again. I mean, you get the fresh air. It's good for you. Then, there's a walk back. Man, I'm healthy. Oh, I know what the village is saying, Herbo. Boy, they say I'm taking the cider too much, but man, I'm getting my air.
Yes. Oh, it's fresh.
A man's got to have his drink, Herbo. That's what I say. Oh, they say that Dazzle die young. I'm 40-odd now. Is that young for drinking, man? Besides which, Herbo, I don't work, you see. I'm preserving myself. Herbo, I might die of drink, but then when the old die work.
Yes, though. I'm glad you asked me over tonight.
You were welcome any night, Herbo boy.
I really am grateful. I mean, I don't care what they say. I'm pleased to be going out with you.
Any time, Herbo. I'm not fussy who I drink with. All I ask is they have good company.
The house is so quiet now.
Yes, it's a shame, Herbo.
Just up and went, you know, Dazzle. Just ups and went.
You lost her, Herbo. You lost her.
I had no idea. I thought she was happy, but ups and went.
To keep a woman, Herbo, you got to keep them well shagged and poorly shod. That stops them running away.
She always had very good shoes. She liked her shoes.
Oh, she liked her shoes. But the other thing, Herbo, the other thing.
There was no complaints. I liked it, and she didn't seem to mind.
Mine? You've got to love it, boy, love it. Oh, tough luck, Herbo.
Dazzle?
Yeah?
Dazzle, I wish you wouldn't call me Herbo.
Yeah, what do you want me to call you that?
Well, I have another side to my handle, you know. Cyril.
God help us. Your mother was no friend to you. Cyril. All right then, Cyril. Hold on, I'm straining at the leash.
It's been lonely, Dazzle. You don't know. You just don't know. I'm glad I have a friend.
Cyril, as a friend, you wouldn't just like to buy me my first drink tonight. I mean, as a friend.
First drink? Of course I'll buy you first drink.
Just cider, that's all. Just cider. A pint of cider. First drink.
But I'll buy you any drinks you want.
Just one drink. I got my pride. I won't have a fella buying a load of drinks for me, just the first, to get myself into the company, you see. You can't go into the company without a glass in your hand. Although I have done mine, but it isn't right. No, you get me a first glass, and I'll be in the company. And once I'm in the company, boy, I can drown in it.
I'll get your first drink, Dazzle.
Boy, that's big of you.
It's on me.
Come on, sir.
Got
you.
We're after him.
Oh, I nearly pat myself.
We've got a bead on you, right from the top of the hill. We stalked you right to the... A pure kite. We could have had your pubics off and you'd never know.
Got any rabbits, Dig? Got any rabbits? Fancy a nice rabbit?
You what?
Oh, leave us alone, Dig. Got a rabbit?
And you got the best ferret in the game, boy.
Oh, my old gal could use a rabbit.
Oh, boy, she's got one, eh? Ain't she? Can you still do it then, Dazzle, eh? On all that cider, can you manage it, Dazzle, eh? You dirty old rascal. Can you manage it, eh? Or is this cider rotting it?
Come off it! Give us a rabbit!
Do you? Do you still do it then, Dazzle, eh? Tell us.
He just touched
you. Oh, an old Herbo. Aye, his missus had gone off dancing at the riverside. Aye, Herbo, she's dancing at the riverside, boy. She loves it. You better put on your dancing shoes, old Herbo.
He hasn't got no rabbit. Lost your touch then, Dig?
You watch it, fella. Watch it. If there's a rabbit round, we're after him. Now watch it, fella.
They got Mixie.
Oh, they got Mixie, Dig, has he? But you dug them out, old Dig?
Yeah. Did all afternoon digging them out, but they got Mixie, so yeah. They're fucking rotten like your liver, mate. Dropping out. Oh, Herbo. You going out with Dazzle then, mate?
You better watch it, fella. Watch it.
You all right?
Cyril's a good fella.
Cyril, is it, Dick?
Cyril, oh, sexy, my Cyril. You're keeping bad company, you are, Cyril.
Oh, come off it, Dick.
No, bad bugger, old Dizzle is. He's slipping, you see, slipping. First it was cider at nights, like other fellas. Then dinner times, then all bloody afternoon. Had to pack in work to follow the hours. Now it's all night. He takes a flagon under the bed in case he wakes up in the small hours.
I got a grip on myself, Dick.
Oh, you are a waster. You don't work. My Aunt Ella says you're a disgrace to the community, taking assistance while other fellas have to graft.
Oh, no, Dick.
You call him my Aunt Ella a liar. You call him her a liar. I'll kill you for calling my Aunt Ella a liar.
Oh, you wouldn't call your Aunt Ella a liar, Dick.
Oh, you better not, mate. Or I'll have your guts for shocking.
Rabbit out!
My Aunt Ella says you're a shigging disgrace anyway, fella.
I like your Aunt Ella, Dick.
Well, just you watch it, then. Or I'll fill your fitting arse with lead. They wouldn't reckon on who did it, neither.
Oh. Cheryl, then, Dick. Cheryl, Dad. Nice seeing you.
Yeah. And you, Herbo. You'll slide downhill. My Aunt Ella said a fella who let his wife slip away isn't long slipping himself.
Good night, Dick. Sorry the rabbit's had me, see? Good night.
Come on, Cyril. Say good night to the fella.
Good night, fellas. See ya.
Come on, Cyril, lad. Yeah, and anyway, Dizzle, your old man was always a bad lot. My Aunt Ella, she went to school with him. He smelled.
Oh. Night then, lads. Night.
Night.
After them!
There you are, Bernard. I wondered if you were ever coming in.
We've wandered round the estate, haven't we, my little bird?
We have indeed. Our walled bastion.
She's been word spinning round the moon. Gossamer moonbeams and faded shades of night.
Singing our hymns to the moon.
Oh, I didn't know there was one.
One can just see it, peering through the mist. Like a lemon in a fried fish shop.
Brilliant.
Oh,
brilliant.
Really, Vanessa?
I thought it was very clever.
Same. Plagiarism.
But what? You two scholars confuse an old bear like me.
It's pinched from Joyce Carey, Aunt Claire.
The horse's mouth first paragraph.
There was a red sun like an orange in a fried fish shop.
Ah, still, you said lemon.
Darling, how sweet of you.
Aunt Claire, she said our orchard is bleeding to death. Yeah, she saw me vanishing the tree, and she said our orchard was bleeding to death, and I was trying to stop the flow.
And the stables are in splints.
Yes. Seriously, though, I think those outbuildings could be a tourist attraction. Charge a pound each and show the boat holes in the timbers.
Oh, money grabber.
Well, people have made a tourist attraction out of this.
Oh, I can see you, of all people, letting the crowd into your land.
Besides, they wouldn't be interested. Labour on, Daddy, labour on.
Oh, I'm just a useful little cog in the insurance machine.
Oh, you don't mind it, Daddy. Not really.
No. It's jolly good company. Besides, I've not enough land to make this home self-supporting. But I will admit it was a little dream, just a morsel of a dream. However, like you, my lover, I must fit my dreams into a framework of everyday life. We can't be poets all of the time.
You flatter me, kind sir.
Oh, tell me, what have you been doing today? Anything exciting?
But it's all exciting, isn't it, Aunt Claire?
Of course it is, my flower. We have the most exciting little school in the Vale.
We went out to Honeyville instead of the old church there. Oh, and Aunt Claire, how clever, saw that the old Norman font was of the same stone as the font of Pershore Abbey. So what did we do?
Why, you went over to Pershore Abbey.
And it was true. True. Even the Abbey people didn't realise. The stones have come down from the same quarry and site. Presumably the small font of Honeyville had been fashioned at the same period as the Abbey font. Oh, it excitement!
Aye, this is education indeed.
I've set Claire a thesis on relationships of church architecture in the district.
Bravo! What prize Cheltenham College now?
Our academic record, even though we say it ourselves, is the highest in the country. All our students pass the GCE, making it 100% effort.
And we look forward to the future with quiet confidence.
Indeed, indeed.
Very good.
We sometimes hope the sacrifice isn't too great from our dear old polar bear.
Nonsense, nonsense. Don't ever hear that talk again. Now go on, play us a tune. Go on, let's see how your lessons are coming on.
Yes. I'll lull my old giant into sleep.
Your old giant's going to smoke a pipe. No way, no more of it. Such talk. Do you give her such ideas, Claire?
Oh, I never mention them, brother. You know I wouldn't.
Such nonsense.
She's old enough to realize.
Realise what?
Well, on a little bit of arithmetic, if I was free to go out teaching again, you could try working on the land and making it self-supporting.
Nonsense. You don't want to go out teaching.
No.
Didn't we agree that this was the best type of education for Claire? Know how delicate her mother was. God, I couldn't throw her into a school. No, no. And look at the results. Oh, God, we fought for this. Look at the results.
Yes, yes, they're very good.
She's getting the education I've dreamed of. Full, free, flowering. Would you have it any other way?
Of course not.
I'd rather go to Worcester every day than give up that. Well, let's have no more. And don't think I don't remember you in teaching. Don't think that at all. Why, like Vanessa, you blossomed out. Full forth. Timetables, rushes, crowds, hockey matches, bells. They were for neither of you. Dear God, moments like this are sweet. So near, and yet so far.
I got him!
Look at these dogs. Look at him. It's a goddamn dog fox.
Oh,
fine. Don't he stink? Hey, this bastard farmer's a hunter, so let's get his tail off and scram. That gives you noise, eh?
Yeah. I'll have his bloody tail off.
Up your jersey, then scram, huh? Now.
Chuck his body. Over the hedge!
That, mister. Now, we'll take this here tail and sell him to a poultry man, right?
A poultry man?
Yeah. You tell him he shot this here bastard coming out of his houses. That'll give him what? We'll get a drink out of it, boy.
Who should we go to, Dick?
Oh, somebody good, you know, somewhere where there'll be something on. Somebody like old Cookie, you know, keeps rider, or else somebody chats, plays cards when anybody calls, you know. Somebody of interest. What about the old manor house? Do you ever been in the old manor house?
My father was an underman there in the old days.
Ah, but now, not since the new folks. Nobody's been in since the new folks, have they? Now, there's an experience, see. To set foot in where you've never set a foot afore. See, I've never set foot in there since the old one left. The new ones keep themselves to themselves. But surely they wouldn't keep the door closed to two men with a fox's tail now, would they?
Huh? I shouldn't think so, Dick.
Ah. The fella in there seems a gent. My Aunt Ella says that village life will never be the same till there's a power in the manor again. She's to be a maid there in her young days. Should hear her talk?
No, I've heard her talk.
Have you? What about them days? About when she was there? Yeah, there was some respect in the hollow. But not now. Them days is gone. But we'll go soon. How about it?
Well, it suits me.
Great. There's a night out then. We'll have a wash first. Get the stink of blood off us. Come on. Jesus. What a fontin' thing that moon will be.
Ah, bravo, bravo. That was splendid.
Thank you, kind sir.
Sit down, my little maestro, and talk to your old bear.
Oh, let me get your cocoa, may I?
If you will.
My own special potion. Make you rest.
She plays nicely.
But of course. Her mother had a fine ear for music.
We ought to get her into some orchestra. The amateur operatic. It would be good experience for her.
Oh, no, she doesn't want that sort of experience. You know what they're like.
I thought it would be quite nice.
You know how they behave. A scandal. Old women dressed in their tights. I'm not having Vanessa joining you with that lot. She's a child. And like Ida, such a delicate soul.
But such a sheltered life. I often think she should be hardened off slightly. With the modern world, you know.
Hardened off? I've seen lettuce plants taken from under glass before they were ready for it. Hardened off? Finished off? I sometimes think it's you who wants to be in the operatic societies, not Vanessa.
The potion. Magic.
Ah, and what effect?
It will make you a magic grower. It will give you the power to produce golden apples, and Brussels sprouts with tight leaves of palm milk, and onions with sacks of gold.
And plums like peaches. Oh, there are those who work and those who want. Thank you, my flower.
Well, you have a long weekend in front of you, Bernard, so put work out of your mind and relax.
You've all weekend to get into your land behind the wall.
Yes, fresh air, sky, and a clear morning. Oh, how I love it all.
When I'm rich, Daddy, I'll buy you out of that old firm.
Oh, please do, please do. Oh, I don't mind it, you know, dear. I only joke. I knew when I came out of the Navy I'd have to do a job of work as well as run the small holding. I'd have to keep a job down, you know. Well, I'm active. My shoulders are broad. I'm an active man.
Overactive, I think. Pruning up trees, mending roofs, planting and digging, shuffling about night and day. You're like an eternal watcher.
Watcher? What do you mean?
Well, you watch. That's what I mean. I go to sleep at night with the sound of you shuffling, knocking, looking, creeping, mumbling, fumbling, mending, preparing. And then when I wake up in the morning, it's to your voice. You're hustling and you're picking up the threads.
Perhaps, my dear, it's because you, being younger, sleep longer.
I'm sure if I woke up at any time during the night, I'd hear you.
But a comfort to you, my love. However, I am up early. I love the mornings.
Oh, yes, your father always loved the mornings.
New every morning brings a day. I love the mornings.
Even as a boy, he loved the mornings.
As a boy, as a man in Madagascar in the Navy, I love the mornings.
And with the morning dies the night.
Come on, poet laureate. You're hitting the nail on the head. Go on.
And with the morning dies the night. Dies the sorrow and the fear.
Oh, dies a heavy sleep.
Fades the dream of dreadful fright. Brings love and peace again so near.
Well, well, well. She's a poet and we know it. Come on, off to bed with you, girl. And no more dreams of dreadful fright. Your old mole is snuffling about looking after things.
My old bear. Good night.
Good night, Flower.
Good night, Aunt.
Good night, Vanessa. Oh, we'll go on our botany expedition in the morning and leave old Grumpus to get his own dinner, shall we?
The injustice of it.
He'll be too busy with his walled fortress to bother about such mundane things as food. Night, all.
Good night.
Sleep well. Send the girl to school. What nonsense. She's as highly strung as her mother was. Send her to school. She needs this atmosphere. Needs it. Oh, blast. Listen to that noise. They're starting. They're starting.
Relax, brother. Relax.
Relax. Relax. If there's trouble, it's me who has to deal with it, not you. I've never known such an alehouse. They ought to pull it down. The village is getting out of control.
But the pub has some control, surely. Well, at least they banned that horrible character, that Dezel.
Banned him. The man ought to be clapped in a home. Listen. Right here. The youths, with the village behind them. Over the wall, at the orchard, outside the windows, with the village behind them. It's a case of silent persecution.
I like to think not, Bernard.
This village has stood in this hollow since Saxon times. This house has been her master in times past. It has a history of domination. Now that we have it, there's sullen resentment. They're throwing off the history and trying to turn the wheel against us. What about the youths and the motorbikes? Roar, roar, all the time! Listen to them, wild! Oh, it's unbearable. I'm going out to check the doors in the walls.
If they're going to come over, they're going to come over.
Not without a firm effort on my behalf.
If you'd turned a blind eye on it earlier, Bernard, it wouldn't have continued. Telling the policeman was a bad move.
A bad move? I pay rates, don't I? Damn big ones, too. I pay rates for my own privacy and protection. Crippled by them, I am, too. Am I wrong to ask for protection of my own property?
Asking the policeman put the village against you, if anything did.
And a fat lot of help he was, too. Can't be everywhere, sir. Can't be outside your house all the time. Got 40 square miles to patrol. Can't be everywhere.
Which is quite reasonable, I suppose.
You should have let me put broken glass on the wall.
No. No, that wouldn't do. If anyone cut themselves.
Yes. It would be their own fault, wouldn't it?
But it would antagonize.
And there was a noise outside the alehouse. Oh, we couldn't do anything about that. There was no breach of the peace, no disturbance. Oh, no. No breach of the peace. And every call is directed against us. Yet every laugh is a jeer. They stand, even when they're silent, watching this house. Invading. Trespassing.
They did ban that Dezel.
Yes, and that Dezel, since he was banned, now has to walk down from the hilltop and reach us here in the small hours to start trouble.
You haven't stayed awake, waiting for trouble.
I've heard him once or twice. I must go and lock up. Oh, well, thanks for the point, Cyril. Very nice, Cyril, very nice. They'll just see me into the company.
Oh, I didn't see you for another yet, Dezel.
I'm not any man's beggar, no. I just need the one to get me into the company. As long as I got a pint in my hand, I can get into the company.
Well, you can count on me for another. Don't worry about that.
That next room gets packed. Here? They're tinkling the ivories now. Professional pianist in there, you know. Oh, yes. £8 a night. When I play my knuckles, I'm more sort of...
gas to the company, you see. Soon, you're going to get real full up. Listen, and once they get full up, I can get all the drinks in the world. I can float a battleship in it, because I'm good company.
Well, you don't have to worry about me, Dessel. Obviously, you're not empty.
They come from the caravans. Posh, you know. Well, how many people do you know have a weekend caravan? Come on now, you and the bloody snooty village. All right, so you think I'm a waster. All right, then, you're lowering yourself. But how many of them that you know have weekend caravans?
None. None at all.
And yet I'm wanted in there. The village is narrow-minded, they think, because you're taking social security and you're falling out with work, you're a waster. Narrow-minded peasants. Now, these fellas in there, company directors and that, they don't care about that. Workers, they don't care about workers. They admire a fellow who won't be made a slave of, because they have slaves working for them. If I went in there as a working man, they wouldn't want to know me. Overalls? Yeah. I go in there on my own terms, as long as I got a full glass to introduce myself to the company. Down in the hollow, they think I'm a stumblebum who nobody would be seen out with.
Well, I wanted to come out with you, Dazzle.
You think that just because your wife packed you in for another, you got a straight round the barrel for company. But that's not me, fella. I'm wanted in there, you know.
Dazzle, I didn't think any such thing.
Oh, yes. I've got no wife, you must have said to yourself. So, I'm down to old Dazzle's level. It's not like that, though. Not like that. I'm wanted in there. I'm not just any poor bugger's crying post, you know. I'm good company.
I know you are, Dazzle. I know it.
Just watch it, then. I know insinuations. Soon, listen, warming up. Soon, when the ivories really get going and they want a knuckle player, I'll be in there and you'll be lucky if you see me out.
Dazzle, I find you good company, ah.
You're not good company, you know.
No?
No. You're not good company. I defy you to go in there and score. You're sitting here, morbid, things on your mind, like your wife left you, gone to the riverside dances in short skirts. My wife will be sitting by the fire when I get back. I've got a warm bed for me, you know, son, and even though I send her out to work and the kids with a plum picking, she is still a willing worker. And even though I go out every night and stack her back as piss as a duck pond, she'll be waiting with cold meat and potatoes for me. And she'll be on her back in a flash if I ask her. On her back in a flash.
What?
Don't lick your lips, fella. Perhaps that's why you lost her, Herbo. You pant. You're too earnest. I can enjoy it without getting eaten up. Your mouth's dry.
I'm going in now.
Oh, just stay a minute. Have one on me.
What? A piss?
All locked up. All clear. No one there.
Well, the children will be in by now. Huh?
There are the youths. There's someone on the wall just now. Listen, just out there, by the bay window. They're there. It's a youth and a girl within yards.
Well, they'll just be talking.
They've made it a thing. We're a target. Think of all the other places they could talk with. No, this village isn't big enough. This is the place. This is the funny spot. The manor house where once they had some power to their elbow. This is where the village will tolerate them when they fly off.
If you wish, I'll go and ask them to go.
I'm the man of the house. I'll go if the need arises. You know that.
Yes, of course I do, Bernard.
Then that's settled. But I warn you, as I warned you with the men outside the pub late at night, if I go, I may lose my patience and do something rash.
Yes, brother, I'm sure we must watch it.
I'm used to dealing with men. A bursar in the Navy may not have much authority over men, but he knows with what he's dealing. And by God, if they were to give me any back chat, I'd just as likely take the law into my own hands. Remember where we'd be, eh?
Yes, yes, quite. I only thought on occasions, when it was bothering you. Look, there's no need to worry over Vanessa and me. We're quite all right. I hardly notice it.
You're blind, then. Of course, you don't know the ways of the world. But this village hates us. Mind you, they enjoy hating us. But they'd like to bring us down. Oh, they'd enjoy that, yes. And, of course, they're powerful. They have power. It's a whole village. Their every movement is power. But I can't forget. They killed Ida.
Oh, no, Bernard.
They killed Ida as surely as if they'd put a knife in her heart.
No. She wasn't affected at all, I'm sure.
She faded away, yes. When we were first married, our dream was the country, house, land, peace and quiet. But because, you know, Ida had the makeup of a bird. So delicate. I went to sea, I saved until we had enough. This place looked quiet, it looked well, it seemed the thing we dreamed of, but I couldn't know. I'd have felt it, the antagonism, the hate. Those two alone, the mere feeling of them was enough to kill her.
Ida was very aware of feelings, I know, but surely...
Surely, yes, yes, yes. The very tone and temper of the Hollow killed her.
The village were very nice about it, I thought. Very respectful at the church.
Tactics.
Well, I've always thought that if you'd asked all the people in afterwards, instead of growling at them, things might well have been different with us.
Ask them in, the enemy. They wouldn't step foot across my door, I tell you. Oh, bad choices. Bad choices. The very land was against us. All those years at sea, and I saw myself in early retirement, tilling my acres, picking my fruit, running to market, raising livestock. But what happens? The crops fail, the fowl get diseased, I find the very house is running with tick, beetle, and woodworm, a collapsing edifice. I didn't know they'd been trying to sell for 10 years. You gods, the very estate agents wouldn't touch it. And I bought it at the first sight.
You were not to know, Bernard, not to know.
Tumbling, crumbling, and the village watching, waiting, willing it to go from the safety of their council houses. What was that?
Look out of the window.
No, no, they'll see us against the light.
Well, put the light out, then.
Yes, yes. I can't see anything. The youths are outside the pub. They're chasing girls down to the toilet. I can't see anything else. What was that? Don't answer. It's some trick. Shh, leave it. They'll go away.
But it might be someone to see us.
Shh, no, don't go. What game is it they're playing? I can't see the front door. God, what is it they want? Keep away. They'll go.
I'll peep out of the window.
Yes, do.
It's two men.
Two men?
They're standing there quite respectfully.
You know them?
Yes, I've seen them around. They're from up valley. The two who are always on a motorbike and sidecar with guns and dogs and piglets and things. The two wild ones, but they have their best suits on.
Well...
It's no use, Bernard. The lights are on. They know we're in. If you won't answer the door, then I shall.
I beg your pardon, madam. If there's to be going, I go. And thanks to you, there must be going, sister. Brought me this. A fox's tail.
A fox's tail? But why?
They just said, here's a tail for you, mister, and it came out of your place and thrust it in my hand.
Oh.
It's fresh, look. The bone is bloody. They say they shot it coming over our wall. I didn't know foxes could climb walls.
Well, if it did, it was very nice of them. What are they doing now?
Just standing there. I said thank you.
Perhaps they want money.
What, for shooting it?
Well, I presume so. Otherwise, they would hardly stand there, would they?
And shall I go and ask them?
But if we leave the door open all night, the house will get cold.
So I'd better go.
Please do.
They said, could they come in a minute?
What did you say?
I said, my sister wasn't presentable at the moment.
Then I'd better get presentable.
But what shall I do?
You'd better bring them in. Well, after all, you've got the fox's tail.
I could give it them back.
Bernard, I think such a display of bad manners would give ammunition to the village.
They seem quite hurt, left standing there.
Then you'll have to let them in. I'll go and get presentable.
Yes, yes. Their boots are clean.
Yeah, well, we just seen the bugger coming over, didn't we, sir?
Yeah.
Then bang, got you, you saw, didn't we, sir?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then we thought that the fellow would like to have a look at him, like, seen, didn't we, eh?
Yeah.
He'd seen you around, like, you know, pottering and farting about in your garden behind the wall, like.
You saw me behind the wall? How? Behind the wall?
Oh, we don't miss a trick, do we, sir?
No.
Old dog here will tell you. You can't hide nothing from the village, fella, nothing. Oh. Hello, missus.
Good evening. Yes.
He said you weren't presentable, but you look all right to us, don't you, sir?
Yeah, yeah, seem all right.
Oh,
right.
Thank you.
Well, she looked bloody better than you, mate. Seemed bloody more presentable than yourself, didn't she, sir?
Yeah, yeah, she's all right.
Yeah, bloody is, mate.
I would rather you didn't swear in front of the lady. She's my sister.
Swear? I wasn't swearing.
Bloody is swearing, Dag.
Oh, bloody sorry, Gaffer. You should hear them fellas down the bloody holler swearing, though. Curl your hair for you, wouldn't they, sir?
Yeah. Here, Dag, look at this picture.
Oh, yeah. Smashing.
See, it's on wood.
Yeah, painted on wood.
Smashing picture.
What's your wood like then, Sin?
Oh, wood's not bad, but not proper.
Not bad, though, eh?
It's an icon. Quite valuable.
What's an icon, Sin?
A picture on wood.
It's a religious painting, an icon.
Oh, he was right then. Yeah, old Dad likes pictures, don't
yeah,
he, Dad?
Yeah.
Well, I like icons. I went to London with my niece to see the exhibition of Russian icons. I'm very fond of icons.
Oh, yeah. But do you make pictures? That's the thing.
I watercolour sometimes.
Oh, you should see old Sin, shouldn't you, Sin?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, better than that. And then you.
Well, you're an artist.
No, I just make pictures. I don't draw or any of that.
Yeah, he's smashing it, you see.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, what he does is this, see. He gets a mould of a picture frame, then he pours plaster of Paris in, don't you, Sin?
Yeah, right.
He's got the exchange in marks. So he makes these plaster moulds, see, and paints them gilt. You know, that gold colour.
Gold.
Then he has these pictures like postcards. They all come with the outfit and he sticks them in the frame. Then he varnishes the lot. They're lovely.
Yeah, it's
lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, great.
And he sells them. It's £5 each for the big ones, £3 for the smalls. My Aunt Elle's got a wall covered in them. She makes everybody who comes go to Old Sin and buy one.
Yeah.
Marvellous they are. You know, old fashioned blokes with swords and that. Or old ships and fellows and that. Just like that one. Only better.
Yeah.
Say a few names, Sin.
Vermeer Interior, Van Dyke Arsman, Boy in Blue, Gainsborough.
Isn't that lovely, eh?
It's very attractive.
Yeah. Say some more, Desi.
Van Eyck, Constable, Michelangelo, Madonna and Child.
That's great. What's yours called, Mrs?
It's just an icon. Oh. My brother brought it back from the Navy.
Oh, not bad. What's it like, Sin?
It's all right, not bad.
Yeah, Sin will let you have some of his any time, won't you?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But I wouldn't start yourself, Mrs, because, like, Sin's got the market round here. He wouldn't want anybody else starting.
Oh, no. Goodness, no. I would really like to see some sometime.
When?
Oh, any time.
Tomorrow?
My sister means generally.
Well, you can come tomorrow. What time?
I'm here all day.
Oh, well, we can see about that later. Now, about the fox's tail, what can I do about it?
Well, you put it outside, but it won't stink the house out, sir.
Oh, yes.
Christ, didn't you know this got cotton wool up your noses, mister?
Well, I'll take it out.
I have noticed, but I didn't like to say.
Oh, our foxes stink, missus. Yeah. They stink. Did you know that a fox can live down a rabbit's hole and a rabbit will get used to the smell?
Oh, how interesting. I didn't know that.
I put it in the yard.
Don't do that, man. You'll have every dog and cat for miles round. Oh, who put the sod in a shed or in a sink or somewhere?
Oh, yes, I hadn't thought.
The teachers at school used to say, you people don't know how to think. I reckon you posh folks are worse. I see.
Yeah, right.
Putting a fox's tail outside.
Oh, dear.
You were saying about a fox in a rabbit's burrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See, a fox will make its home in a rabbit's burrow and then rabbits will go on living there. They get used to the smell.
But doesn't it kill the rabbits?
Oh, no, they get quite matey. See, a fox will not kill a rabbit in whose burrow it's living. Even if the rabbits go out and the fox is stalking, he'll not kill his stable mates. Oh, he'll go out and get other rabbits and bring them back to eat them.
And the rabbits can bear that?
Oh, yeah. So would you, Mrs., to save your skin.
Well, then, what can I do you for?
Do for us? Nothing.
No. But there must be. I mean, you're in here.
Yeah, well, it's not every day you get a fox's tail brought in, is it, eh?
No.
Well, no.
There's some foxes who don't get a fox's tail brought in a lifetime and that.
Yes, I know, but I don't quite see why we should sort of, you know, I mean, what do you want?
Well, that bugger was after your ends, mate, that's what.
Well, many thanks. Yes, so?
Let's talk about it, Bernard, that's all. I mean, we rarely have visitors.
Oh, if you'll excuse me, I thought you wanted to be patriot.
You don't know much about countrymen, do you, eh? Mm. I thought you was a squire. Don't have visitors. Jeez, what do you do nights?
Oh, we're very happy and busy, thank you.
You should see my Aunt Ella's, eh, sir?
Yeah.
Full house most nights, oh. Folks drop in, you know. Always something to see and talk about. What do you do, man? Anyhow, you've got your fox's tail.
Yes, thank you.
Have you ever taken a fox's tail to anyone else?
Well, of course we have. If we shot it on their land.
Oh, yes. And what happened? What did they do?
Oh, just have a chat, give us a drink. Homemade, drink of homemade.
Homemade?
Mm. Yeah, drop of homemade. Plum or damson or cider, any of that old tack.
Wine, you mean?
Yeah, any old tack.
Oh, I'm afraid I haven't any wine.
But you don't make it?
No, I'm afraid not.
What, all them plum trees outside, you don't make plum wine?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Well, what did you do with all them plums last year?
I sent them to market.
You what? You sent them to market? You never bloody sell them things, not in market.
I know it. Didn't I find that out? I sent them to market thinking I'd make a little. After all, they are plums. There are some people who never see a plum. I would have thought, my goodness, after all that picking, sorting and packing, someone would want plums. They are the fruits of the earth. But you know what we got back? After all that effort, do you know what we got back?
I can bloody guess, mate. A great bloody bill for handling charges, lorry fees, auctioneering, marketing, and all the bloody rest of it.
Quite, quite. All my plums, and I got a bill back.
You don't know, do you?
No, you don't know.
No?
You don't know.
Going about things, you don't know it.
It appears I don't.
You don't, mate.
Well, I... What should I have done with them?
I could tell you.
Oh, please. He's willing to learn, but no one here will come forward.
Well, they'll not, will they?
They watched us pick the plums from over the wall.
Oh, well, they watch you, all right.
Well, what should I have done?
You've got no homemade in this house.
I was thinking of making some this year, wasn't I, Claire?
Yes, yes, a gallon or so. Hmm. To use some of the plums.
Gallon or so, there's no bloody good, mate. You want a couple of hogsheads, at least.
How much is in a hogshead?
110 gallons, isn't it?
Well, that's coming like that.
Well, that's how much you need. Have you got none in?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, look, all right. I'll tell you what I'll do, Squire. Now, old Finn and I'll hop off on the motorbike and sidecar. Bring a small barrel over, eh?
You can't be serious.
Of course we can, no fuss.
But we don't drink in this house.
But you drink in this house when you taste my Aunt Ella's plum, mate. She's the top round here at Brew, I'm telling you, ain't she, sir?
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, anybody who says this ain't great don't know what's good for her. My Aunt Ella makes for the whole of Upvale.
Upvale? You come from Upvale?
Well, I certainly do, mister. I wouldn't live here. This is the biggest, nasty, sided drinking louse dump in the county, this hollow is.
So, it's true.
It's true, all right, it's true. Them out there, set of tramps, gypos, that's what they are. Gypos. Bad blood, a lot of them. Dezzle's folks were bad gypos.
So, it's true. Tell me, Dig, would they climb over my wall on purpose?
They piss over it, mister.
Yes, yes, they have. Tell me, would they come into the orchard with girls?
Oh, ah. And leave the evidence.
Tell me, Dig, would they... Do you think, I mean, would they deliberately antagonise?
What's that mean? Get at you?
Yes, quite.
Ooh, they get at you, mister. Pull you down like hounds on foxes.
And, Dig, between you and me, is woman folk sacred?
Sacred? But they're not out there. They'd screw your granny, live her own, your sister.
Dear God.
You've got to keep them down, mate. You've got to keep them down.
So it was true, I was right.
Them fellers, mister, is dangerous.
Yeah. But we know how to handle them, don't we, sir?
Yeah.
Oi, well, we'll be back then, Squire. So long, missus.
So long, sir.
Nice enough chaps.
Two of nature's gentlemen.
See the way I handled them. I'm used to men, of course. You know, you've got to act like one of them. Put them at their ease. Plum wine. We said we'd make some someday. Yes, yes. Dig, eh?
Oh, there you are, Dezzle.
Herbal.
Cyril.
Bloody herbal. What a herbal. You're a proper bloody herbal.
Oh, you turn when your other friends are buying you drinks, eh?
Look, smell that. I mean, just put your miserable bloody snout in there. Smell it. What do you smell? Smell. You've got it?
Oh, I know the smell of gin. That's gin, all right. That's got gin in there.
Yeah, that's what my friends in there buy me. Company directors, secretaries, all things like that. You and your glass of cider. There's gin in here.
Very impressive.
I wanted it in there, you know, Herbo. Yes, Herbo, Herbo. Bloody old Herbo. I want it in there. You haven't heard the Ivory's pay for a long time, have you? Isn't he starting now? You know why he hasn't been paying? Because I tell you why. Because I want it in there.
You're an entertainer.
No, no, I'm not an entertainer. I'm good company, that's what. And that's what the people down in the hollow there don't know. They think I come to the hilltop to bum off the rich. Well, I don't bum off the rich. I wouldn't bum off anybody for a drink. I come here because there's better company in there. Yeah. They've got caravans and that. But down in the hollow, they're nothing. They're peasants. They're round shoulders from picking bloody sprouts for generation after generation. That's what. Round shouldered. And they've got rheumatism in their hands and sciatica in their backs. Little old dwarfs, that's what. Oh, Dazzle's dying of drink, they say. Well, they're dying of bloody rheumatism and sciatica stooping over their flaming soil. Peasants.
You're going to tell him you bought me drinks, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Yes,
Desmond.
You are.
No, I just wanted someone to come out with and you...
You didn't dare drink in the hall for fear the village would laugh at you because your wife's down in the Riverside Ballroom with the lads. So you come to Dazzle, to the bottom. You think you'll come and buy his company with a drink?
No, no.
You think you'll buy his company with a drink? But you're wrong. Wrong, fella. There are people of very high caliber in there. They come from Birmingham, from where their company directors and all that live in their caravans. And they want me for myself, mate. And to prove it, to pay for that drink, I'll take you in.
Oh, no,
I'll take you in. Yeah. You're from the Hollow. Let's see how you get on with people of this caliber, this social standing.
I'm quite happy here, Dago.
You are not happy here. Well, come on. I'll take you in. I'll pick up your glass.
Oh, really? I'm not sure.
There's talent in there.
Huh?
Yeah. Lashing's a talent. You can smell it the minute you go in the door.
Oh, is it all right?
It's there for the asking. Bare shoulders. Most of them have gone. Come on. You've got a top on. You lost your wife. Let's see you make out.
Wouldn't they mind?
Any friend of mine? But mine. Once you're in there, you stand on your own 2 feet. I don't want you hanging around me. I want to see you in company.
If you think it'll be all right.
It's worth it just to smell the talent. Powder, makeup, armpits and all that. For a man in your condition. Come on, bring your cider. Come on!
Here's the tap, mate. You want to get some of this, don't you?
Oh.
Some of my Aunt Ella's best, Mrs. Squire. Oh. I told her I was bringing some, yeah. Yeah. Old Diz has got something. Come on, Diz.
I brought this for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of his things. His pictures he makes.
Oh, thank you. So much, thank you.
Well, open it up, then.
Oh,
it's our present, see? I don't want the money.
Yes, Bernard, it's the Laughing Cavalier. thank you.
I tried to get you a Madonna one, but there wasn't one in the series. When the series comes out, you can have one.
Yeah. Well, you've got to hang it up, Mrs. You can take that thing down for a start.
My icon? Well, there's room for both of them.
Well, get it up, then. Now, you're having a drink, and
oh,
all.
Oh, no, I'm sure I'd rather not. I don't drink at all.
You want to get this down, you, Mrs.
Thank you so much, Sin. It's lovely.
That's all right. Like you, that's all.
Yeah, there's not many people all Sin likes, are there, Sin?
No, not really.
See, when Sin was a nipper, he was got at in the fields by a gang from an yaller out there. And they knocked him about so bad he couldn't talk. He just couldn't talk, see? Like he stuttered, didn't he? But it was so bad he couldn't talk.
Oh, how terrible.
Oh, it's a fact. Nobody could make him talk. Not the doctors, not his mother, not the school teachers, not nobody. But I did, didn't I, Sin? I knocked the stutter out of him.
But how?
Oh, I don't know. Just did, you know, just being together, looking after him. Give him confidence, see? I looked after you, didn't I, Sin?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, see? He was frightened of folk. But with me, frightened of nobody. That's right, isn't it, old Dals? Frightened of neither man nor beast. Right, come on in, Squire. Let's drink it up and tell us what you think of it.
Oh, thank you.
Well.
Of course it's strong. Go on, look. First glass is no good.
Oh, you sure it's hard to make it in the season. We had so much waste last year.
No, I should never waste on the land, missus.
Yes, Dick, you're going to show us how to make it.
Well, I'll tell you how to make it right now. See, first, you get a few barrels, big ones and fresh ones, fresh like with the spirit just out of them. This one's fresh rum. Can you taste the rum? Can you taste the rum in that wine?
Well, I was in the Navy.
Yeah, you can taste the rum in that, fella.
Yes, I suppose there is a touch in it.
Now, my Aunt Ella always makes it in fresh rum barrels, always, eh? So what you do is you get some fresh rum barrels out to the town. Yeah,
well,
I'll let you know where to go and get them.
Oh,
they are 5 quid, that's all they are, 5 quid. Right. You get half a dozen, you make a good load, and how to get them here? Me and Sin will see to that on the tractor and trailer, won't we?
Yeah, right.
So, we get them here, then you cut a couple of them down the middle to make tubs, see? We'll cut them down the middle for you. We've rigged up a circular saw on the tractor, aren't we? With a couple of fixes, ain't we, Sin?
Yeah, we fix.
Now, when you got your tubs, you bang all your fallen plums in, fill it with water, and then let it all steep for a week or two. Then bang the juice into your barrels, add a drop of sugar.
Oh, how much sugar?
Oh, my Aunt Ella reckons about £100 to a barrel.
£100 of sugar?
Well, you've got to make it good, haven't you? No use having cows pissed.
We were thinking in terms of a couple of gallons.
A couple of gallons? All right, I drink that in a week.
What? But doesn't it weaken you?
Well, you want to fight? You want to fight? Now I mean, weaken. Here, feel that muscle, man. Go on, feel my body. Feel it, iron. Weaken you? Look here. I could snap. Feel this body, missus. Go on. Go on. You don't know. Men live to be 100 on plum wine, mister.
Well, yes, then we must get organised. I don't want to waste my plums.
Yeah, I shouldn't waste nothing. That's the law of the land.
He's a clever boy, as you know. If he could have spoken when he was at school, he'd have been top of the class. Anyhow, that's the recipe. What aren't Elamites? The whole village comes up the vale to watch her. Yeah, we'll come up and help you, Squire.
It's very good of you.
Oh, not at all. Haven't had a drink.
Oh, no, I really think not. I've had quite a large dose already.
Large dose, in a large dose. Oh, you are wet sometimes, man. Look, get it down you. Oh,
well, yes, thanks.
Here you are, Mrs., while I'm pouring. Put some colour in your cheeks, eh? You work in Worcester, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah. What makes you do that, then? You like it?
No. Hate it.
Well, what you do it for? Me and Sin never do nothing we don't like, do we, Sin?
No.
Well, what you do it for, then, Squire? It ain't a good job, is it?
How do you know that?
Oh, I can tell by the way you go to it. All little and miserable and scuffling to it. And a fella doesn't walk to a good job like that, do he? What do you want to do it for?
It's similar work to what I was doing in the Navy, you see. Figures, working with figures. It cropped up after I'd been here for 2 years.
Well, I thought you was a growing man. Don't you like growing? I mean, I see you in the orchard most nights. Thought you like growing.
Oh, I do.
In the garden every light hour that God sends.
Well, why don't you work this place, then? You can't make it pay, is that it? That's what the village says. You can't make it pay.
Things just went against me. The fowl diseased. I lost 1,000.
Where do you keep them all, then, Squire?
Well, in the outbuildings or on the ground.
God diseased, Squire. Jeez. Anything else funny happen?
Well, I put the whole land down to cauliflower, but they got blight.
Cauliflower! Blight! God. Oh, Sin, have you ever seen one like you? Cauliflowers. Oh, you're a funny nut, you are. Jesus. What? Why didn't you call me and Sin in, eh?
I didn't know you.
Oh, that's nothing, mate. We're the fix for you.
I asked a little around the village.
Village? That's where in the village, you. Them gippos. You ask them gippos. Them gippos would watch you die and say nothing. Now, about your fruit. What you want to do is get a contract with the tinners.
Tinners?
The canners, yeah. You get a contract with the canners, the jam makers and the plum canners. They take anything they do. Leaves and all. Chuck the branches in as well. The gippos round here, they put stones in the basket and they send his plums to market. Oh, I bet the auction here must have laughed it off.
He tried so hard when he first came.
Oh, I bet he did. Oh, jeez, you're in a mess, fella. Oh, you know, I just don't know whether to bother with you.
I beg your pardon?
Ain't it worth bothering with, Sin?
I like them all right.
Yeah. Do you want to be put on your feet, then, Squire? Is that it?
You could help?
I could make this place pay in a year, couldn't I, Sin?
Yeah.
Could this place be self-supporting?
Man, if I had this place, I'd be the richest grower around. I told my Aunt Ella I was coming here. You should have seen her smile. Yeah,
but I don't really know your Aunt Ella.
No, we've never had the pleasure.
Oh, don't give us that, Mrs. You don't know nobody. Well, Aunt Ella, she knows you, though, eh? See, my Aunt Ella worked and lived in this house in the old days. Now, that's when it was a house, mate. A house of respect, a house of order, no messing. What do you let them mess you about for, eh? The village is getting out of hand. See, in my Aunt Ella's day, Christ, this house was law and order. There's no messing. Them gippos out there doff their bloody caps off when they come past this house. Now, where's the order gone, eh? When Aunt Ella left and the new man took over, things began to slip, didn't it? It was here 30 years and no good things went. He didn't have the old standards, eh? The old gentlemanly standards. And then you came. Oh, you look good. Yeah, my Aunt Ella had high hopes on you. She said, there's a good fella back in the manor house now, she said. At first. You remember when you first came? They were going to put a prison camp up at Honeyville, you remember?
Oh, yes, indeed,
and,
I do.
And there was public protest meetings for all the villages to decide.
I'll always remember it.
Yeah, and you spoke up for the Hollow. Ah, you used to go and make them speeches, and my Aunt Ella followed them in the journal. Man, you made great speeches. My Aunt Ella said they were the most beautiful things she'd read. You know, about how our daughters wouldn't be able to walk the country lanes for fear of escaped prisoners. Now our children's innocence would be overshadowed by
the proximity of distorted minds. Yes, my very words. The village said I was getting hysterical over nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. And now no father, no wife, no brother, no lover could go to work with peace of mind, knowing that their near ones and innocents were unprotected from escaping men with corrupted souls.
Oh, didn't I know it? Did I feel it? Hadn't I a sister, a daughter?
And that bit on how the open doors of the countryside had now been barred and shuttered as they'd never been since the times of civil strife and universal fear.
Yes, I stood up at the public meetings and said those things. Ah. But the eager to get on ones laughed. Only I spoke out of genuine feelings. Oh, God, I wish we'd never come here.
Oh, come on. You've got to be strong, fella.
Yes, Bernard, be strong.
Oh, this village, they'll bring me down, Dave, they'll bring me down. I sometimes feel down, defeated.
Oh, don't you take on, fella.
No, it's the wine. Come on, Bernard. The wine is going to your head.
Wine? No. You know, Dave, that from early evening right to the end, there's abuse from out there.
Well, we've never heard our names, Bernard.
There's abuse. It's in the feelings. They shout, they come over the wall. They use thick girls in the orchard, I know. And the men roll out of the pub and deliberately annoy. They stand laughing, swearing, jeering, till midnight. I went to the policeman about it.
That was wrong.
Well, what could I do?
Do? Deal with it yourself. That's what you do, man. You're not fit to have the manor house. Oh. In my Aunt Ella's day, the folks of the Hollow used to line up at the front door on payday with their caps in their hands. My Aunt Ella thought you could be the man of esteem in this Hollow.
Bernard has a very good bearing.
The man of esteem. That's how she sees you. The man of respect and authority. Esteem, like in the old days. The Hollow won't be fit till them days are back, when a man of authority in the manor house.
Well, that was how I saw myself in the latter years of my Navy life.
Been here since Shakespeare's time, she said.
Indeed, she's right, she's right.
Of course she's right. You should have been respected in this village. Living off your land, picking your plums in summer, keeping your fowl, and maybe a bit of livestock for you to lean over your five-barred gate and poke at.
Precisely, precisely. That's how I saw it. 15 years after the war, I stayed on in the Navy with this very same picture in front of me. But now it's gone. Gone. Blasted away. First the fowl disease, the crop failure. Defeat. Oh, the village loved to watch the sly.
Ah, but they didn't get their prison, though, eh?
Well, as it turned out, Minister Neville, because the health people said the climate wasn't fit for the convicts. It's no victory to me. Before I knew where I was back to a working week in Worcester. To pay the rents. To and fro every day. Every day, a 9-to-5 worker. A part-time countryman.
He finds it very wearing, Dick.
Yes. I tell you what. Do you want us to put you right?
Oh, Dave, good.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, let's have a look round your place.
Yes,
before we go, eh? Nope, we'll have another drink, eh? Another drop of plum.
Yes, plum water.
Another drop, Esquire. And vegan sin. Oh, look over the place.
Yes.
See where you're failing, eh?
Oh, Dave, if you could, if you could.
Of course we bloody could, can't we, Sin? Me and Sin can do everything. We're fixers, eh?
Vanessa, that's a noise.
I was woken up. Vanessa, Vanessa, my daughter, my love, Vanessa. Meet two friends. Meet two good friends. Out of the night they've come to help, to restore, to strengthen.
What you are, there, Herbal? What you are, there?
I just come out for some quiet.
You it was with me. See me on the occasion. I was good company. You? What did you do, Herbal?
I quite enjoyed it.
Herbal, why you slip away? She fancied you, you know, that fat tart. She fancied you.
Ah, well.
You thought you had top on, Herbal. What happened to it? What you run away from, Herbal? She could have fancied you, Herbal.
Maybe. I love my wife, you know.
Don't give us that, Herbal. Come off it. Why did you run away from that fat tar?
Didn't fancy her, that's all.
Didn't fancy her, that's all?
That's all.
Oh, I've been around, Herbal, you know. I've driven lorries on every trunk road in the British Isles.
When you were capable.
Yeah, before I realised that driving wasn't a job of high enough calibre for drinking, man.
And before you were banned.
I've been around and I know every pub in Covent Garden. Do you know? In Covent Garden, you can get a drink at any time of the day or night. Did you know that? Did you know?
I did.
Yeah. The pubs are the rota for a fruit and veg man. They could always get a drink.
any time of the day or night. I've been there. I've been to Birmingham Sprout Market. I've taken asparagus to Glasgow and loaded on the docks of Cardiff, and I've put strawberries in the port of London. I've driven hay and onions. I've taken cabbages and carrots. I've driven every road in the British Isles, and I slept in every roadhouse you can get. I've lived with men away from their wives, men with tops on, and there's not one of them wouldn't have blown it off when they got the chance with some nice fat tart, love or no love.
I don't like fat women.
She was nice, plump, round, curved. Oh.
I don't like my bits fat.
How do you like them, Herbo? Hey? How do you like them? Hey, Herbo. Herbo, why did your wife used to curl her hair around the top of a platter?
Leave my wife out of it, Dazzle,
please. Was it like the villagers say, eh? So she could hang them down like a girl for you in bed? Is that how you like them, in plat?
No, say things in the hollow.
They say she wore ankle socks around the house. Is that right, in her way? Ankle socks, is that it?
You're talking about my wife.
Why did she hang her clothes out in the dark, Herbo? Oh, we wondered, we wondered. The village is dead curious. So, one night, me and some of the lads crept round out of the pub before I was banned, and there it was. Night washing in the moonlight. Little girls' vests, little girls' knits, little girls' dresses. Except, but you had no little girl, Herbo. Only your wife.
Have you finished?
What happened, Herbo? Does she want to grow up? Does she want to go to dances? Did she get too big for you?
Keep quiet.
He want me back, Herbo. Are you coming in then? How about the plump girl, Herbo? She ain't a fat tart. She's a mature woman. Rounded, experienced, womanly. No, Herbo, but no plats. No plats. Herbo, I can't help you. There's just no plats in there. No plats. No girls next to the roses on. If you will stay, I will arrive.
You're drunk, one, you're drunk! It was me stood your first round.
Well, Daddy might not be back for a while there, sir. You must go back to bed.
You've been drinking, Aunt Clare. I've never known it before.
No, it was only plum wine. I don't think it's alcoholic.
Oh, no, no. You're reeling.
Oh, dear. Am I? Oh, you don't mind then?
Mind? I think it's rather funny. I do. I think it's funny to see you like that.
It isn't funny, really. It's quite shocking.
Oh, it's funny. You can't control yourself.
That's a terrible thing. I'd hate to lose control. That'd be quite awful.
Oh, I like it. We lead such a sheltered life. Perhaps it would be nice to go mad a little. Oh, just a little. Oh, and as for Daddy, I'm really shocked. But he's nice like that. Such swagger. Oh, ho, ho. Is this the old sailor, then?
He wasn't like that in the Navy. I sometimes wish he was. It's no fun going round the world sober when the others go wild, I shouldn't think. No, quite a strain.
Oh, I love him as he is tonight. I think it's so funny. And those men, aren't they funny?
Oh, they're very good men, Vanessa. Daddy thinks Dig, the big one, can help a lot. And the others are very sweet. He gave me this. Don't laugh. For goodness sake, don't laugh.
It's a postcard. It's varnished. It's plaster of Paris.
You mustn't laugh, Vanessa. It really is a beautiful gesture. It's most beautiful.
Oh, look, you scratched something on the back. Yes. The Mrs. Saxon from Desmond Simpkins. Oh, you are the Mrs.
It's an expression, that's all, the Mrs. Now, don't mock Vanessa. We mustn't mock. He's a very sensitive man, but it seems he had some speech impediment at school which retarded his progress slightly.
Oh, I'm sorry, Aunt. Forgive me. Oh, how nice. Oh, here they are.
Well, still up, Vanessa.
Yes, Daddy?
Come on to bed now.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
We men have business to talk over. Over to drink.
Oh, I can see that. Kiss me, old bear.
Come along now, come along.
Oh, night, all.
Night, Flora. Claire did like the land.
I'd be a bloody fool not to. It crumbles in your hand.
Well, Dick, what's the procedure for getting underway?
Well, first your orchard. Them apple trees got to come down. Me and Sin will see to that. We'll get them down with the circular.
Down? My apple's down.
Oh, mister, they're doing nothing up there. They're maggoty, old, tired. We'll take them down. Cut up the trees into logs and sell them for firewood. Oh. Now, the plums you leave up.
Up, yes.
We'll get you onto the cannon, then, for a contract. Mm-hmm. Now, the land. Now, stop fiddling with the growing land. Get it rotivated, fertilised. Heavy copper sprouts and parsnips down. Cauliflowers out.
Out.
Carrots rotivated in. Asparagus beds flattened. You're fiddling.
Flattened, yes.
Sprouts and parsnips, they are your plants. Radish in the spring, maybe onions later. Between the plum trees, currant bushes, blacks and reds, maybe a few whites. Then when summer comes, you and the missus here and the girl can sit in the sun in big hats, picking berries. How do you like that?
Oh, an ideal.
Well, that's the order then. We'll get cracking on that next week.
Oh, David, it's possible.
Possible? This land is screaming to buy. Now, about them frigging outhouses, let's go and see them.
Certainly, Dave, certainly.
You come in, Sin. Are you staying with the missus?
I'll stay in, Dave.
Right, Squire. Look, top up the glasses before we go.
Certainly, yeah.
Collies out, because the olive soils don't put heart in collies. Parsnips in, sprouts in. Then next year we'll get 1,000 sheets of glass, put some lettuce down under heat. And that glasshouse with those fiddling flowers in, we clear that out. Put radishes there.
The greenhouse, my chrysanthemums.
Chrysanthemums? They're no bloody good. You put radishes down. Look, if you want flowers around the house, take a couple of quid to purse night. I'm a bloody expert. He can grow real flowers for you instead of this trash.
Radishes in greenhouses.
Yeah. They're first on the market and pay well.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Come on, Governor. Let's have a think about them outbuildings.
The outbuildings. Right. Straight away.
Those outbuildings have quite a character. They've been built since the 14th century.
Well, they didn't have corrugated in them days, though, did they?
No.
Corrugated iron's best. Dry walling's no good.
But it's 14th century.
No, it's old, though, isn't it?
You and Dig seem very able partners.
Yeah, well, we live off the land. Land's good to you if you know how. Me and Dig live off the land. Land's good. If it's to be treated right, then it's good.
Yes.
Yeah, well. Tame and wild, the land's good. Me and Dig are men of the land.
Yes, I'm sure you are.
There's not many like us now. Them all gone for the easy money. Driving, canning, freezing and that. That's where them gone chasing money. There's nobody left those where the air is running or the rabbits are laying. How low the pheasants flying. Where the fox sits or the fish feeds. Just me and Dig. Me and Dig are the best countrymen round here. Me and Dig are not anything.
You love it, don't you?
Ah, smashing. We've got a ferry for rabbit skins.
You sell rabbit skins? Oh, I didn't know there was a market for rabbit skins.
Oh, Dig knows.
Oh, Dig knows everything.
Yeah, Dig's the best man for miles round. He can fight anybody.
Yes, he seems most able.
Yeah, and I'm his partner. We got 2 acres with pigs and a piece of onions and a patch of beans. We got nissenuts with chickens, and when the time's right, we keep battery rabbits. Dig saws up logs with his tractor drive. We go ploughing in the winter. I go water divining, and we dig wells for fellas with dry land. Then in the autumn, we get barrels, and Dig takes the apples to his old uncle, and they make cider. Me and Dig deliver it, and we've got a contract with the big companies. Get them all the spare. We feed the apple pulp to the pigs. Then we dig the land, plant the sprouts, hang the bacon sides up the smoke, sell pieces of cabbage, go rotivating, shuffling, huffing, scraping, thinning, picking, digging on contract. We'll never still. And when we're nearly still, we go hunting. We like hunting.
You're very fond of nature, aren't you?
Are all right.
I can sense it in you. You're very full of it.
Well, we'll like her all right.
Yes. Yes, I can feel it in you.
Yeah, well, her all right. All right.
Your livestock. Do you breed?
Pigs.
Is it difficult?
No, I just put the board in the sow.
And what do you do?
We just leave them at it. It's all right if he eats there.
But sometimes it isn't easy, is it?
You've got to go and help them.
How help them?
Get the boar and the sow, put it in with a stick. Some of them silly buggers when it comes to serving.
So sows don't want it then?
Well, then buggers will run away from it. It's like women, once they get it, they're all right.
It's surely a generalisation.
You're quiet here.
You married?
No, I never met a nice woman.
Then how do you know?
I know sows all right.
But about women, you aren't married.
No, but I know what women like. When I want a woman, I go down the hollow. It's you don't know.
No. Well.
Sitting in the house, you don't know. But them girls in the hollow, well, they're at it as soon as they leave school. A bit before, really. Best not to touch them till I'm left, though.
I think you must think about getting married.
Ah, yeah, but Dig's Aunt Eller says I'm not to have a village girl from the hollow. I got to look around, you know. Get someone nice. I mean, they're all right for sirs, but not for marrying.
Yes, well.
You don't take no chances with that girl of yours, do you?
Vanessa. Well, no, I... Bernard is very, very careful to give her a secluded life.
I don't blame him.
Don't you?
Jesus, no. How old is she?
15.
Well, there you are then, you see. You turn her out on the village, she wouldn't last. One of Desil's girls is gone.
Gone?
Yeah, gone on with the village men. She's only 12.
Oh, my, how horrible.
No, she likes it. Your girl can't go to school, does she?
No. I teach her privately, you see. Her mother had a terribly nervous disposition, and Bernard feels that perhaps she might need to be protected, so I educate her privately.
Your old fellow's wise.
My brother.
Yeah, well, I think he's wise.
Well, I must say, I often wondered if he wasn't reading into his wife's disposition what was in his own.
Your what?
I thought he might be worrying to extremes.
Not sending her to school?
Yes, yes. He thinks it will be too hard for her.
Yeah, quite right. It's too hard for me. Here, have another drink of plum.
Oh, no, I've had enough.
Ah, you're always saying that, missus. Get it down, you. Do your God. It's the real stuff.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Ah, it's real, not artificial. Me and Dig don't touch artificials if we can help it.
My God. Massive place they got out there.
Yeah.
Bloody big spice, cobbled jar, great outhouses. Jesus, there's a bloody fortune sitting around out there.
Oh, yes, yes. But how to make it pay, there's the task.
Easy, Mike, easy.
No, easy. I tried. It's been a long fight. The house is crumbling, the village is against me. I mean, if I possibly could, I
should... Should we tighten him in hand, see?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Is he worth it, do you reckon, old thing?
Oh, please, dear, could you help?
Do you want to be up? That's the thing.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I don't want to go breaking my back if you ain't shouldering the wheel.
Bernard would work, Dig. He wouldn't mind work if it's in the right direction.
Yeah, I reckon you don't like the land much, or you'd have won long ago.
But I do.
I reckon he's an office boy, I see. Go to Worcester every day with them typists.
No, stay and help, Dig. Please.
Do you want us to put you right?
Oh, could you? Really?
Of course we could. Shall we take him on,
Dig? Please, stay with your expertise.
Expertise?
We'd like to know.
It's common sense, that's all.
It's nonsense.
Oh, that's common to them as hasn't lost it. Look, I tell you what. I've told you what's needed out on the land. Now, me and Sin will see to the rotivating and ploughing at £10 an hour. Which you'll pay for out of the orchard of apple trees we'll fell, ship to Burnham and to tote round the dealers, right? Now, them outbuildings down.
Down?
Down.
Oh, not down.
They've got to come down.
But they're 14th century.
Well, they're too old then, ain't they?
They're a national monument.
And how much does the national pay you for its monument, eh?
Well, nothing, it's true, but I couldn't do that.
Well, it's no use me and stopping then.
No, please don't go. Don't. But we'll have to think about the best preserved part of the outbuilding.
But you ain't got time to think. Not if you were to catch this season. They've got to come down. And with the stone and timber, we'll make a long row of pig houses on the cobblestones. Because they're well drained, see? And where we knocked them down, we'll get some ex-army nizzenuts from the auctions to keep free-range birds, you know? Half a dozen nizzenuts. Me and Sin go to them army auctions a lot.
But they're so ugly.
Ugly? Look, the kids can't pull them down. The birds can't nest in them. The ewes can't lean on them if you pitch them with tar. Besides, if you get your free-range birds in there, turkeys for Christmas and hens for laying, you'll be quids up within a year. You with me still?
Oh, dreams, dreams. Can it be done?
Yeah.
But it'll be a mammoth task and the work. How can I do it all?
You can't. You get the village in to help. And the men will put your buildings up, the women will pick and tie your onions, the kids will over your rows and weed the frames, man, you'll make them graft.
But the village, we've never had the village in.
Your fault. They're there to be used. They don't like a bit of pin money. And the women love tying onions in company.
But they despise us. Listen, the men are coming out of the pub now. They shout, swear, listen, every night the same.
Well, get out there and fight.
Listen.
Noisy buggers.
Not a moment, can I
relax? Get in the window and clear them off.
No, keep away, Dave. Keep away. Get out of it, will you? And this is Dig, are you? Now, scram, the devil out of you. There's a gentleman in here trying to live a decent life. Now, just get on out of it or get an hole in your ear. Go on, Barnaby, shall we? Rosie, you want to fight? He's the one out, man, out there, who wants to fight. And you beat it, or I'll see you off.
Oh, you've got to be a fixer these days, mister.
You're gone. Gone.
Peace.
Oh, you. You've got to get out there and give them hell, do you hear? We're not doing this for nothing, you know. We're doing this because this hollow is going to hell for want of a bit of esteem. And my Aunt Ella said there's no squirearchy for folks to look up to, see? You took over this house. You should look to your position. It's not fit for a man in this house to be afeard of the village. It's wrong for them to come laughing at this house. In my Aunt Ella's day, they took their bloody hats off high and brought their newborn babbies here for the gaffer to see, put a tanner in the shawls. And what about your prison speeches, eh? About the sanctity of the countryside and all that. Where is it, eh? You let them gippos beat you
get on top of you. You brought disgrace and hooliganism to the Hollow. Now, my Aunt Ella has sat up Vale now for generations watching the fall of the manor and the rise of the rabble. And you've let them get on top.
Well, there I was fighting alone, but with you, Dig. Oh, they came over my walls, you see.
Yeah, dazzled kids.
They brought their women into my orchard at night.
Dazzle climbs over the wall and opens the doors for them.
Has it come to this?
You let it, mate. You let it. If there's no rule from the manor house, you can't blame him. Only thing he understands is discipline. Never worked for 3 years, not a regular job. Oh, he'll do odd jobs for a quid or a pint. But there's no tax in that, is there? He's on social security with all them kids. Man, he's leading a great life. He even gets a loan of a van. Takes the village boys up to a brothel in Birmingham.
He does?
Yes, he does. And rumour has it he takes a few of the housewives and all on the quiet on a bit of pin money.
No, please do, not in front of my sister.
Mister, turn your back for a minute, and he'd have your sister in it, and your daughter, if you turned your back.
Claire, you see, you thought I exaggerated. But listen, listen to it. You thought I was making mountains whistling in the dark. Listen to the man. What must I do, Dig?
Well, if that dazzles your first worry.
He's an irritant. He's at the core.
Get him in here.
In this house?
Yeah. You're frightened of them coming in here. In the old days, they were rotten frightened in case they were brought in. They'd get on that carpet and the old man had scared the bollocks off of them. What? Stand on that carpet? Not for their life, they wouldn't. That's what you ought to do. Get Dazzle on that carpet. That's the idea.
What?
Let's hunt the bugger down. Get him in. Look, see the time. He'll be coming down from the old top with Herbal. Yeah. Let's get him. How about it, Skin?
Yeah, right.
Let's hunt old Dazzle down, bring him in here and scare the bloody daylights out of him. And you'll crush him. And you'll have the village cap in hand in the morning.
But why? What pretext? We can't just bring him here.
Oh, can't we? He'll be palatic, man. They put gin in his cider up there. He comes down raving.
Yes, I heard him. And in the small hours when all the doors are locked, he walks up and down the street shouting, disturbing.
Well, let's hunt him. How about
it,
Skin?
Yeah, great.
Come on, mister. Bring him in.
I almost think I could.
Hey, got a walking stick? You take a walking stick and we'll get him in here. Put him on that carpet and you get the living daylights out of him.
Shouldn't we be careful?
Careful? Tomorrow, the whole Hollow will know that Gaffer has reasserted himself. They haven't forgotten those speeches, you know.
No.
No, they might have won, but they haven't forgotten. And we folks up Vale, we'll be right with you, right behind you, Squire.
Right, let's go.
Take your stick. Now, there's two ways he can come down from the hilltop, either by the road or through your land.
Well, he'd come through my land, trespass.
Of course he would, man. He don't care.
But my daughter's bedroom's at the back.
And she's been bloody lucky, mate, if you ask me.
Oh. Right, lads, away.
Now, Sin, you take the land, mate. Yeah. We'll go up the road. See you back in half an hour.
Right. After a lad.
Bernard.
Right. Oh, stay there. Don't worry. Guard the fort. Come on, Dig.
It's a nice night. There was a moon up for it. Would you like to come?
Leave the house, don't you?
No, it'll be all right. We won't be long.
No, I wouldn't dare.
Look, if I walk up to the boundary then, look up the road, come back, will you come out then? Look, just outside the path. We'll be able to watch the door.
Well, I never go out at night.
Oh, so you don't know what you're missing. If I go up top and come back, won't you just stand in the orchard with me? I mean, there's a moon. It looks nice on the trees.
But the mister...
But we'll be able to watch the door.
Yes. All right. Yes. When you get back. Hurry.
Hello, Herbal. They gone now?
Yes. I heard their cars.
Jaguars, Bentleys, Mercedes-Benz, like that. Good cars, I told you, didn't I?
I waited for you. You see, I bore you no malice.
I was good company, you know. The penis went off and off, he went off and off. And last hour was all me. I played my knuckles for an hour and did a turn.
Yes, I heard you.
You heard him call me Dazzle?
Yes, they called you Dazzle.
You heard him laugh? Enjoy my act? I'm in good company.
Yes, I could tell you were.
Well... You tell them that Dun Hollow, will you? Ban. I wouldn't go in their rat tub. I don't mind. When I get back, all the village is gone. Gone. I miss my own village's talk. I walks up and down the street telling them my talk. Giving them my songs. Giving them my jokes. And they're behind closed doors. I don't give a sod. People in the manor house bar their windows, shutter them up with wood. I'm out. Then we get a peep in. But here,
I'm good company.
Sure you are, Dezzo.
They want me back tomorrow.
I'm sure they do.
You sitting here all miserable. You're not good company.
But I waited for you, Dezzo. I waited.
So you did, Irma.
Call me Cyril.
Take me home, Cyril. We go down the path through the manor garden. Have you seen a girl in there, Herbal?
I've seen her.
She got plait, Cyril. Right down her back. You like them, Cyril?
Oh, come on.
We go through the garden, Cyril. I often go through the garden. There might be things on the line. Her things. Oh, come off it, Cyril. I've been around, boy. I've been around.
Come on, then, Dazzle. We better go now.
You know, to tell in the village that she's a bit light. Because she didn't go to school. Not proper school. She's a bit retarded. She ain't 13 at all, but 19 or so. Only a bit backward, coming forward.
Is that so?
Good enough, though, Herbal. Yeah. If you get me home, Cyril, you know what I'll do?
What will you do?
I'll get you something off her clothesline.
Oh, come on, Dazzle, come on.
I've been up to the top. No sign of him.
Oh.
Dig will get them. Dig's a mighty hunter.
Yes.
I put a sheep bell over the path up there. We'll hear it if anybody comes that way. Let's go to the orchard now. You said you would.
Yes, but Vanessa...
Just in the orchard. Nothing can happen. Oh, come on. Just a stand. Oh, it's not like the hollow. Just a stand. There's a moon out.
Oh.
Just walk in. Not like the hollow. Seeing the moon and that.
All right. Through the back.
Right.
Stop up there!
You
were! Where did it come from? What was it? Oh, my God!
Oh, my heart!
The thing was alive with
her! Oh, so my heart! Oh, the side!
Those men are in my house!
God, your man!
Yes, all Herbal, is it? In the house of a man of respect, is it, aye? Oh. Now you're in it, ain't you, aye? Now you're in it, ain't you?
Trespassing, is it?
Oh, governor, not trespassing, just coming in, aye?
Now you've done it. My old Aunt Ella said that you'd come to an end, Dezzle, a no good end, and this be it, in a respectable man's house. Go on, give it to him, governor.
Well, yes, now, this is the last chance I'm going to give you.
No, shake them buggers up a bit. Get up, you rat! The last chance? You're not a school teacher. Last chance in your life, away. These men is in your territory, mister. You and the governor now, they're in your house, and you last chance in it.
Stand up straight, you guys.
Yes, Dave, yes. Climb up. You stand up straight, Herbal. Come on.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, chaps.
I'll tell you, chaps. No, mister. You're going to shake him up like rats.
Stand up, you fellas.
This man here, Dezzle, scum of society, has made the air of this hollow rotten. My old Aunt Ella said, when she was a girl, she walked in the hollow in good air, but this man has left it. Why? Why? Because he's gotten away with it, that's why. He's loused up the village, uprooted and all that, because why? Because I was telling you, because the manor house don't have a squire no more. There's no man of repute and authority in the village. You stood here, behind your curtains, while that man, you, Dezzle, has run wild in the village. You stood behind them curtains, a-quaking, while he rotted the air. Rotted! You've got to assert yourself, mister. Assert? Give him what? If he broke into my Aunt Ella's house...
Dezzle, I wouldn't break into your Aunt Ella's house without asking!
No. And you better not, you rotten swine, because I'd break you. I'd break you, man, with this fist. I'd break you, steward of sewer. Now, governor, you got to break him. Not with fists like I do. But with words, the way the old squire used to, aye? The old squire, he used to triumph. Triumph! I say it. Aye, that's why these lanes were fit for my Aunt Ella to be a girl in. Because the old squire, in them days, he would have had him in here and tried the buggers. Judge and all he would. And that's what you got to do, governor. You got to restore things as they was. Like my Aunt Ella grew up when the world was purer than that. Try the bugger.
I demand to see my lawyer.
Shut up, you, or you get my boot up your ass. Try him, governor. Try him.
Yes.
He'd have him on the carpet. Here, see?
So get out of here, you fellas.
Then he'd have his chair.
Yeah, here's his chair. And he'd be sitting, see? Now you sit, Governor.
Yes.
And he'd sit. My Aunt Ella told me this. This is how he'd be, sitting with his stick between his legs.
Aye.
Now you get your stick between your knees.
Yes.
Right? And he'd have him there. And then, when he'd got him straight, see? He'd have his head man in with him. That's me, see? Getting him straight. Then when he was right, get him straight! Then he'll get straight.
I want to see.
See? You see, Governor? There's the terror of the village. There's the rotten core. They want to see. Rotten. Get him straight. Then, when the head man had got him up straight, say, the governor would start talking like. Go on, say something.
Yeah. I find it my duty.
Go on, great, go on.
I find it my duty to investigate into certain facts to keep my notice on this night of the 17th.
I demand to see a lawyer.
A lawyer?
Please, if I may.
You see a lawyer, mate, and the governor will have you for trespassing, loitering, and frigging wife not satisfied.
No.
Silence in court. Now, Dezzle, have you any objections to proceedings here?
I don't feel well, sir. Just let me get home, sir. I got a wife, sir, who stays up and maybe a bit of cold meat in the fire, sir.
Yeah, and you, if you would like to be able to phone the Justice of the Peace
for him. He's had enough scandal to put a man in his grave.
My feet hurt. I haven't got very good feet, you know.
Now listen here, you men. This village has gone to rack and ruin due to you types, both of you.
Sir, my wife left me. I was a good living man,
that
sir.
That is a fact, sir. He was a good living man.
I can see that your circumstances were extenuating. Is this the first time you've been out with this layabout?
Yes, sir. It gets lonely. I no company, no friends.
I didn't need your company, mate. I've got a good company, I have.
Ah, them Brummies. Suck arse into them Brummies.
My good company, did I pay my knackers for them?
You miserable wretch. Is this you? This grovelling busker? Is this you that terrorises the village at night? Hmm? You, is it?
Sir, I just walks up and down and I'm talking, that's all.
Talking while some poor innocent folks stay in their houses at night trying to rest, frightened, terrorised by this.
Sir, abandoned, Ned, sir, abandoned. For my own hollow.
For playing with young girls and fellas.
Just fun indeed, just fun in.
Oh, you miserable wretch. Corrupting youth, what it? What of your own children?
They're hardy, sir.
I'm in need of a father, don't be.
And is this the man of whom the village has been afraid? Is this the thing that lightly prowls the lanes, terrorizing God-fearing folks?
I don't know no God-fearing folks, sir.
You wretch. And is this... this the man who doesn't work?
My wife has a good job, sir. She's a cleaner. Good she be.
Is this the wild drunken Dezzle? The wild man?
That's the way, Governor, to get him out.
Oh, and letting the lovers over into people's enclosed gardens. Is this it?
You mean yours, sir, but it's the only bit of dry grass in the county, sir.
And is this the man who peddles contraceptives to the boys?
I'm a part-time representative for a surgical appliance firm, sir. I do a lot of good, sir. There used to be a lot of bastardy in this hall, sir.
Down on your knees.
Right, down on your knees, wretch.
Down. Cower. He did. He did.
Summons.
And left the house alone? Alone with Vanessa for this vermin to invade?
He left the door open just for a moment, Bernard, a moment.
Go on, Squire. What about him climbing over the walls to let the lovers in, eh?
Ah, yes. Is this the man, then? Is this the man to climb over my walls and open a gate to the lecturer?
Oh, mister, I'm sorry. Let me get hold of my missus and a bit of cold meat and fire.
I'm making the air pure for your daughter to walk in again, sir.
Yes, yes, I'll make the air of this village pure again. No more the louches fired by you and the drunken men and the go-home-laters to mock the air with vile and obscene language.
It was false, sir, that's all.
And trespassing, trespassing. Coming into my house, my land, my private life, invading it, bent on what mischief, hm? Hey, bent on what mischief in a man's house?
It was him, sir.
No, I'll have you as well, my man. Oh, don't think I've forgotten you.
Go to him, Squire, go to him, spineless cat.
Yeah.
Manners can't keep his wife, ain't no cop. In the old days, the squire would want to know why a man's wife was running off.
Aye? Oh, yes, don't think we've forgotten you. I know you're extenuating circumstances, but privacy is privacy. And, by Jove, when my daughter is in the house alone, I wonder what sort of mischief men can be bent on.
Aye, we know that.
Alone? Why alone, Claire? Why the orchard? alone.
Bernard, control yourself. This isn't you.
No, not me. No, it's not me, is it? But this is how it should be. Ask Dig.
This is you, Squire. As the man of this house should be, Squire.
No more behind the walls, Robert. I'll look out of this house from this night. They'll show respect. Respect for me, I tell you. Vermin, in my house, the two of you. I'll have you. Was I afraid of this?
Bernard, please, control yourself.
Go on, Squire. You tell him. Leave the place empty, she did, while this lot got in.
In my house, you left it empty. Why the orchard? You! Why the orchard?
Just walking, sir. Not like in the hollow dig.
Just walking, eh? Watch out for your wenches, sir.
Wenches? What? Watch out for my wenches? There. The orchard. Watch out for my wenches. Have I been attacked yet? You two, explain yourself. You! Get up before I hit you.
Me?
Yes, explain yourself. Why in my house, on my land?
Oh, sin in the orchard.
Jesus, it was not like it is in the hollow wenching dig.
Explain.
Grab hold of him, sir. Strike him like a rat.
Why? My house.
What's your wenches, sir? What's your wenches? Go to him.
Get over drunk, sir. I had to control him. Drunk he was, sir. He said, come this way. He was drunk.
Drunk? Oh, I never drunk. A doctor said drunkenness was beyond me.
He lousy, sir. He wanted to come.
Out with it. Out with it. Do I smack you down?
Oh, the old squire would have had him with his stick, wouldn't he, sir?
Yeah, the belt out of him he would.
Don't drive him. Bernard.
Oh, back, woman, back. You left my house empty with Vanessa upstairs.
We were within hearing.
Oh, but you never heard us, miss. That long, raspy, smothering sound.
Don't dig. It was not like it's in the hollow.
You watch your wenches, sir. This bloody hollow is awful for thrillers.
I tried to control him, sir.
Seem lousy. Talk about wenches. You hear me talking about wenches all night. Rotten with it. He is lousy. He's all firmed up in him. Mister, he fancied your gal. Your daughter, he fancies your little girl because she has plats. He fancies her.
Stand back. Give me room, Dig.
You've got the bugger on the run now, Squire.
Give me room. You. Oh, I'm dangerous now.
Put it down.
I must. No. You. I'm watching.
Dig, don't let him hit me. I'm a local man. Dig.
He fancy getting your little gal, mister. Sure. She has plaques and his virgin wife. He likes it like that. He goes a bundle on every dust. They say he used to make his wife wear ankle socks. He fancies your girl.
No, don't hit me. I'm not strong.
He's going to sin. He's going to.
It's not true. It's not true.
True. Yeah, see what he made me get off your washing line. Your girl. He's been watching your girl for years, sir. See?
You little bastard!
Why did you leave us, Claire? Sweetheart, my compliments to you. I found these in the possession of a vulgar person.
Sorry, sweetheart. Sorry. Bastard!
My Vanessa, have they touched you? Oh, my love. Oh, my Ida. Oh, my Vanessa.
We missed her. You done it now, mate. He ain't dead, this one. You and killed him.
He's dead, Daddy.
Oh, my love. My little Vanessa.
Don't touch me!
But
don't touch any of us.
That was A Night to Make the Angels Weep by Peter Terson. Bernard Saxon was played by Peter Jeffrey. Claire, Diana Bishop. Vanessa, Catherine Hurlbut. Dezel, John Rowe. Herbo, Danny Schiller. Dig, Anthony Jackson. And Sin was played by Spencer Banks. The play was directed by Martin Jenkins.